Good morning. I have owned my medallions for over 20 years. In spite of being a single mother, I took over and dedicated myself to prosperity, which I did accomplish all by myself. I didn't even know how to drive at the time, but I took lessons and threw myself completely into trying to make a success in a very tough business. Eventually, I was able to turn the corner and breathe easier until the city of New York and the TLC allowed a rich corporate giant to invade this industry with no entry fee and none of the same regulations that I must comply with every day. Anyone with brains and foresight could have predicted the disaster that would follow. An uninterrupted flow of FHVs into New York City and the total collapse of the value of the taxi medallion. All of this under the less than watchful eyes of Meera Joshi and the TLC regulators. Because of this adversity, I am working the taxi again. I don't want to, but we know the story. Intro 1061 is a bill that proposes to understand how to deal with the collapse of the value of the taxi medallion. A good idea in theory, but in practice, can we expect the regulatory agency under its present leadership to undertake this task with any honesty and integrity? After having gone through what I have gone through and seen what I have seen from the TLC, I urge the City Council to open your eyes and to get rid of your blind faith in the very folks who sat back while my fellow medallion owners committed suicide. Meera Joshi took no responsibility for the suicide epidemic and actually called it a mental problem. These were not crazy people who took their lives. They were people who were driven to desperation. We medallion owners applaud the actions of the City Council in August, but we want to use this hearing to sound out a warning flare. All of our good work will be wasted unless the TLC and not the credit union is placed under receivership, because its leadership is morally and practically bankrupt. However, if new management isn't put in place, you're going to have to find a way to hold the regulators' feet to the fire. If we don't move, more people will die, and more hardworking women and men will have their dreams and lives destroyed.
Thank you.